are these?
I'm not sure. I don't know, like, years and things like that when they made them. Hey.
You,
oh, no, thank you. No, no, no thanks. Well, thank you.
I've got some.
Pardon?
What do you guys use?
Okay, see you later.
ProPix, that's what I've been using. Because they're bent right or something for my hands.
I guess. That's probably the fifth time they've asked me that. Different one, yeah.
Yeah,
it would be that. Why don't you pass this on that? Maybe they want to see this paper.
I've heard that the boat won't leave until we finish our workshop. The captain, you know, he's asked me.
Do you have any radius at all on the front door?
No. No.
Okay, this is just a straight.
Yes.
Kind of like the pages now. I got a page, but it doesn't.
You can find them in jewelry stores.
Find what in
jewelry stores? Some people. They're like jewelry.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, so this is loose. We'll do whatever you guys want to do, you know. You know, ask me anything or we'll pick some. You know?
And you, so to do the D, you put it up in the. You actually have a little.
No, I never capo that high. In fact, I couldn't tell you the last time I capoed to the fifth fret. I just don't do that much anymore. In fact, and I avoid capoing unless it just is a necessary deal for the sound. So I'll try and play open whenever I can, unless it's, you know, a hard drive.
You played open
kind of
all
tune.
Last night, didn't you?
Yeah, probably, with exception of maybe an A tune. Well, yeah, did I ever put a capo on?
I don't think so.
Even the A tune you played in
Sandy
open.
Oh, Sandy River Bell, yeah, capoed that. But for playing out of D, I'll just capo it right here at the 7th fret.
You always have to adjust your fifth string and whatever you put it under the...
Yeah, just so it's, you know, that it's in there tight enough to hold. I don't know where pitch is. Do you know where pitch is?
Maybe we should just tune to you.
Okay.
I don't have a tuner.
Sounds like we're close. Yeah, we're close enough, I think. Well, yeah, if you got a tuner, go ahead and we'll tune to you. I'll do it by ear. How I started?
Was banjo the first?
No. Well, Mom played pump organ. And they say that I used to sit there and do this when I was a little kid and pick out melodies, you know, from theme songs or whatever. And then my mom started taking guitar lessons during the folk scare, you know, in the middle 60s. And she got real good real fast. And so her teacher was this black blues man named Clabe Hangin. And she asked, he asked her to start teaching because there were so many people that wanted to learn guitar at that point. So she started teaching just almost right away. And within no time, she had like 60 lessons a week coming to the house, you know. And so I started playing ukulele, and I started playing guitar, fingerstyle guitar, and my mom's guitar teacher taught me how to fingerstyle guitar, and that really was my first love, was, you know, thumb style. And then she started getting enough money from teaching that she started collecting instruments. And at that point, she got a four-string Bacon banjo in the house. And I thought, well, I'll just learn to play that. So she lined up some lessons with some old Italian dude who at his house, it was real old and musty and kind of smelly, you know, and he had a music stand and he tried to get me to read notes. He put up this book, you know, do, re, fa, sol, and all that stuff, and it just, you know, two lessons and that was it. So I gave that up, and then she got a five-string banjo in, an open back, and I said, well, let's try this. So she lined up lessons for me, and she got lucky. She found this guy named Jim Hawkins, who was this just out of the service and kind of a long-haired, you know, young thinking kind of cat from Rhode Island that was in the service. So he was in Riverside, California, and he could play like crazy. You know, he was like a Doug Dillard style player and a little bit of Scruggs, and, you know, he played an archtop Granada, and it was just cool. He'd come to the house in an old beat up red Volvo and cut off shorts and a hound dog named Earl, and we sat out on the grass, and he taught me banjo lessons, and he didn't make me try and read music. You know, he saw that I could pick it up pretty quick. So, you know, without a tape recorder, without music, he just came every week, and then we finally went to his store. And I took lessons for two or three years or something until he finally sent me on my way because I think, you know, I guess I wore him out or something, you know. Yeah, but the thing was, I don't think he realized. I think it was too much work for him to have to come up with stuff for me to learn. But I don't think what he realized was that I would have just showed up for the vibe of the whole thing. You know, I mean, he could have told me so much because he was like my hero. And so that after that, I was on my own, just records, mostly trying to get records until I got my driver's license and I was able to hit that Los Angeles area and run up on John Hickman and Alan Monday. And as soon as I ran up on those guys, that was it, you know. Yeah, changed my life, you know. See two guys and hear two guys that could really, really play. I'll never forget the first time I saw John Hickman play. He was practicing before a contest with his band, and he was smoking Camels, no filters at that point. And he had these long, glorious, beautiful fingers. And he was playing all this stuff that, you know, I'd heard on record. And man, that moment is imprinted in my life, like, you know, I mean, I thought, God almighty. And he was cool and he let me come over and hang out. And I never took lessons from those guys, but they let me hang out with them, and, you know. So it was pretty nice. Yeah, that's all I've ever done is play, yeah. Did you get a note? Want to play one just to
warm up?
Yeah, warm up and say we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Pick one.
We better play y'all's repertoire. Whatever you want, it's fun.
Do we still play together one at a time?
Yeah.
No, we'll, together?
Yeah, if you want to. Then we can play one at a time.
Maybe we could start with like Fireball Mail or something.
Sure.
Is that easy for me? Is that okay?
Yeah.